It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Let me tell you what's incredible. Yesterday, a couple of days ago, we was talking, man, it's a tough time to be in the business that we're in because we can't have any, it's kind of nothing really to talk about. Kind of hard to find great topics to engage people. But you know what? Man, right around 3:30 yesterday, things started changing like you wouldn't believe. We knew that the 6 o'clock Eastern time was the beginning of free agency when people could start making their moves, doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
But brother, Kevin Durant, the Brooklyn Nets, said, thank you. I mean, it was just, and that Durant, I want out.
I'm done.
I'm so done with that. And boy, we got to drill down on that. Then a little later, even maybe prior to that, or maybe at the same time, UCLA. Mm-hmm. UCLA. Both of those schools decided that they want to leave the Pac-10 or Pac-12, whatever it is. They want to leave their conference. Now they're coming to the Big Ten. Let me get it right. So you got Michigan, Ohio State. You got Northwestern. You have Indiana, all those cold schools right there in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to California. What the hell is going on?
Take that for data.
We go to Southern California, and now UCLA and USC have put in a bid to become part of the Big Ten. Now, I'm not even talking about like 5-6 years ago. I mean, from now. They're talking like in 2024. We're in 2022 right now.
It's right around the corner.
So that's right around the corner. This is the tip of the iceberg, in my opinion. There's so many things going to happen. That's going to affect the ACC. That's going to affect the Big 12. A lot of things are coming down the pipe. So we're going to get used to get ready for that. But it's so much to talk about. So there's so many things to go. So let's see where I want to start. Let's start at Kevin Durant.
You want to start with your boy, KD.
He's still my guy. But then, no. Last night when I went to bed, I had an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning I woke up with a different opinion.
Picture that.
And it was like I had to think about. The totality of the situation. Because, you know, yesterday I said, I'm tired of talking about Kyrie. And I really am. I'm tired of talking about Kyrie. But everybody's blaming Kyrie. And some of that is his fault. But, matter of fact, let's start with Stephen A. Stephen A. Smith talks about Kyrie and his effects on the Brooklyn Nets franchise. Let's take a listen.
I feel that Kyrie Irving ruined the franchise. Mm-hmm. I feel that all of this is his doing. If Kyrie Irving had shown up to work, if he had been a more consistent presence, then he'd still be in Brooklyn. KD would still want to be in Brooklyn. They probably might have won a championship or at least would have been knocking on the door again because we all know that Kyrie Irving is a spectacular talent. The fact of the matter is that when you hear, you all know it, you cover the league. I know he and everybody close to him wants to blame me as if I'm the only one talking about him instead of the entire NBA community. But that's okay. Everybody knows late practices, showing up when you want, leaving when you want, going to the locker room after the coach conducted a practice and pulling players out to bring them on the court and conduct your own practices.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I have a solution.
Well, you got a solution?
For this Stephen A. and Kyrie beef.
I mean, I'm curious because I'm not sure how you can solve that, but go ahead.
I know how. Celebrity boxing is making a comeback.
Oh, no,
give me Stephen A. Smith and Kyrie Irving in a boxing ring.
Yeah, no, okay. That ain't going to happen.
That ain't going to happen, yeah.
But they got a big beef.
I mean.
Watching the Twitter, it's great.
I mean, but then he called Stephen A. a peon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie, what are you talking about?
He asked him for his we still don't know where he went to school, like stuff like that.
He said about Stephen A. did Kyrie graduate from school? No.
Right there, you
Stephen A. has a degree from Winston-Salem State University. Shout out.
How you doing?
Shout out to the Winston-Salem State Rams, HBCU. Stand
there you
up.
Go.
He said that. Mm-hmm. I missed all that.
It was just on Twitter.
Yeah, so in the context, he's saying like, well, he wasn't that smart or something.
Just kind of. Credentials, you know, how are you to tell me, you know, you sit and you do this, but what are your real credentials?
Wow. Well, anyway, yeah, like I said, I'm tired of talking about Kyrie, but the major deal was KD requested a trade. His words talking about on why KD requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. Let's take a listen.
You know, I think Kevin Durant wanted to try to get Kyrie Irving a long-term deal
in Brooklyn, just like Kyrie Irving wanted it. They did not get it from the organization. And I think once he had to opt into that contract and essentially was playing on an expiring contract, you know, even at that point, the communication between the organization and Kevin Durant had really ceased to exist. And even after he opted in, you know, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving have not been engaging with the organization. There was a sense around Brooklyn and a sense around the league as teams were preparing to make offers that Kevin Durant was going to ask out at some point in the offseason. It came today.
Wow. Yeah, that's Woj, agent from ESPN. The Bobby Marshall of ESPN, the analyst on the Celtics, talked about the Celtics becoming a potential trade partner for KD. It was just kind of weird. Take a listen to that.
The Celtics, right? We're not talking, Jason Tatum here. I think Jaylen Brown would certainly be a player when you look at as far as that young, established player. They have all their draft picks also. When you look at Boston, they can add another a piece to this, but Brown's got 2 years left.
Okay. So, I guess trading Brown for KD or whatever, I mean, that may be somewhat close, but nobody's, in my opinion, KD is one or two of the best players in the league.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
You got to do some things about that. It's just the other potential trade was to the Phoenix Suns.
That's his first choice.
Well, that's what's been told.
That's where he wants to go.
It's weird, man. Let's hear what Brian Windhorst says about that.
So DeAndre Ayton would be part of a package that would also include draft picks. The parameters that Sean Marks talked about at the beginning of this whole process, when they basically, set this dominoes in motion, was that they wanted available players who were selfless and team first. The Suns have those types of players. Specifically, Mikal Bridges, whose contract at 6 o'clock flips over to being worth $20 million, which makes him easier to be part of a trade package. Cam Johnson, Landry Shamet, who they've also had in their organization before. They have a lot of options to trade where they wouldn't have to touch Devin Booker or Chris Paul that could potentially entice Brooklyn.
I got DeAndre Ayton. I think that's who he was talking about when we first came on. I don't agree. I mean, I like DeAndre, and I still don't understand why they won't trade him. But I mean, why they won't sign him? So maybe he can be part of this deal with KD. Here's my thing about KD and Kyrie, this whole trade thing. Apparently, I was saying KD was tired of Kyrie. You know, his antics and they sold him on a bill of goods, so to speak, to kind of Brooklyn team up. But now I'm thinking they're together. This morning I woke up, I thought about, because think about this. Oh, so you ain't gonna get my boy, the match contract. This is KD talking to the Brooklyn Nets. You're not gonna get my guy the match contract. So you know what? Trade me. I want out. So they two peas in the pod. I mean they're together.
Right.
Which I still don't quite understand that relationship. Because, particular things that Stephen A was saying on the soundbite about how Kyrie was doing. I mean, at some point, talented enough. I mean, I'm like, no, I just start over with some guys that really want to be
right
here.
So, exactly.
Guys that really want to be here. And of course, everybody, you dare to make money. Everybody's making money. But you know what? There's some guys that can make money that really wants to be here. We may not win a championship, but we may not win it with you being here anyway.
That's right.
So I just think that, I was like, yeah, Kevin Durant, yeah, that's right. Tell Kyrie, he kicked rocks because, he's not doing what you want to do. Then I thought about it. So,
they might be together.
They together.
Are they working on getting to the Lakers?
Man, apparently everybody's working on
getting to
the Lakers. Let's see Steve Lay talk about Kevin Durant.
Either way you slice it, Kevin Durant, when healthy, I believe he's the best in the world. And every team in the league will knock down their door to get him. But he wants to be in Phoenix. That's his number one choice right now. And so if Phoenix can come up with the assets that will satisfy Sean Marks, Kevin Durant will be a Phoenix Sun.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
That's a whole lot. I don't see that. I mean, actually, no, I don't even know.
He's the best, but he's, see, once again, Kevin Durant is the best talent in the league.
Okay.
Said by all.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody feels good about this at all.
What do you mean?
They don't feel good about it. It's just like, okay, now what are you doing now, Kevin? Now you're leaving Brooklyn. Now you're going, where are you going to go next? But he's a hired gun.
When you said nobody, I mean, they said they're getting like crazy calls from all these teams.
Yeah, everybody wants a hired gun.
Right. So what do you mean?
But, like, as far as just, I think this tarnishes his legacy, quite honestly, as far as his NBA career is concerned.
Oh, okay.
He's just not, I mean, at this point, he's just going to be the hired gun that can come in for probably, he's got this going for another 3 or 4 years. Anybody's going to pay because everybody wants a guaranteed 35 plus a night.
Yeah.
You can buy that.
Oh, why not?
If you can buy that, yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is, at least with Durant, he's not like, you know, taking these, you know, even though nothing wrong with it, these Miller breaks. No, Kyrie doing all the stuff Kyrie doing is just ridiculous. But I was thinking that he was tired of that. But now I'm thinking, you know, they joined the hip. So you take Kyrie or take Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe that's something else going to happen. Maybe they trade KD and Kyrie joins him a year later. Somewhere you just never know, but it is wide open. It's crazy. It's one of the most unbelievable days I've been involved in for the NBA, and we haven't got to the crazy money that people are making, or who are signed for, or we are hearing about during the free agency.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
You can join the conversation at 919-890-6200. Hit us up on Twitter and IG at TheSportsShop1 because we never, ever, number two. DL Reese, K-Man, Panton Smith, the firm, G-Money behind the glass. You can catch us all the time on TheSportsShopRadio.com. You can hear us, you can see us, you can text us, you can even see guys doing stuff like working out. Did you see my workout tape yesterday?
I did.
See the jump shots go in?
Yeah, you warmed up. You had to warm up a little bit.
It was
shaky at first.
No, I think
you made the first one, you missed the second one.
I can't make all of them, but I made about, you know,
but I was like,
about
80%. Go ahead, Reese.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got game.
Better ask somebody. Okay. So, you know, it won't be a video every day, but that's my motivation
to
get
going.
Was
that the first take?
No, that's first take.
Okay.
Oh, no. The video is true.
Good job.
I didn't see but one shot.
You saw one shot?
One shot.
Well, I made several.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Workout video. He made one shot.
No, it wasn't. I mean, trust me. For me to get out of the move, yeah, I called a workout video.
What court were you on?
Don't worry about all that.
going to watch.
Did I have a band? Having a band workout? You watch along? I had the band workout for my shoulders. Yeah.
Okay.
Then I took a little walk. Yeah. So.
Oh, you did good. Okay.
So working on it. It's you know, just gotta
move. Do it as a group.
Right. That's fine. But yeah. I'm just working on moving every day, doing something. So.
I'm proud of.
No matter what it say. Got to start somewhere. But anyway, speaking of starting somewhere, a lot of movement did happen, in terms of the bank account for a lot of people. Man, it is unbelievable what's going on. So the Joker as they call it, Jokic. So yeah. He agreed on a historic 5-year extension. This dude come from another country. We've been over here forever playing basketball. This dude rolled in for another country. 2-time MVP. He agreed Thursday to a $264 million Supermax extension, according to people. And it could get up to 300-some million. This dude. It's incredible. Shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Is he worth it? Well, if they wouldn't have paid for it, he's worth it. So Nikola Jokic for the Denver Nuggets. Think about this. He drafted as the 41st pick in the NBA.
Wow.
Second mm-hmm. round. Second round. Mm. And now he's probably one of the most wealthiest guys to, well, sign the most wealthiest contract.
Yeah, wow.
It's unbelievable.
Well, was he what, 2 years from being 2 years away guy?
No, not him. But 2 years away from being 2 years away, I don't think he made the NBA.
What round did he go again?
It's only two rounds, so he's the 41st pick in the NBA.
Mm.
Yep. So, shout out to him. Yeah, I just saw that. Good. I mean, I was like, gracious. That's a whole lot of money. That's all I got to say. And if people are willing to pay for it like that, I ain't mad at nobody for paying that type of paper. But then, other people got rich. I just saw this. We talked about it off the air. Gary Payton II, the second. He's leaving. He won a championship,
mm-hmm.
which I talked about last week. I thought he was indebted to the Golden State Warriors because he was on the verge of just becoming a video guy before he ended up playing. So, but that paper talk.
Money talks.
How much they signing for?
$28 million over 3 years.
Wow.
Shout out to him.
Good job.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Where did you get your little money, man?
But some dude named Simmons, this is really sad. Some dude named Simmons who paid for Portland,
mm-hmm.
he signed for $104 million and I never heard of him. How does that work?
You keep practicing, we might get you signed.
You lie. Matter of fact, that's why.
They ain't never heard of him.
They
ain't never heard of
Reese. I can get at least $20 million.
I'll be happy if you get five.
They get one.
Reese, I can get close.
But, so anyways, Joker signed for them. Bradley Beal agreed on a 5-year contract, $251 million. Bradley Beal. Wow, unbelievable. Just incredible, man. Then of course, people like Ja Morant.
Ja?
Yeah,
Ja too?
Yeah, Ja had a sign at the whatever extension he signed, like up in the $231 million. Dollar range.
Wow, awesome. And we're getting ready to talk to his agent coming up at 8.
Is that right? How about this? Jim Tanner?
Yes.
Jim Tanner's happy because, you know, when you sign those contracts, you get a percentage of that. So, awesome. So by the fact, that'll be something we can talk to. And that's going to happen at 8 o'clock, man. So excited. Good get, by the way, Pam. And one other thing, I know we got James, I'm going to go to James in a second. So, Zion Williamson. Do you give Zion the extension, the same extension you gave like Ja Morant, that $231 million? Now, Ja Morant is a crazy superstar, whatever. As a matter of fact, that can get to be $300 if he gets to be on the All-NBA team again. Somebody mm-hmm. said that. But do you give Zion the same money? That's the question.
Hmm. No.
Not at all. He has he got to come back strong first.
I know I wouldn't do it.
Mm-mm.
Because, I mean, street clothes is hard to do. Anyway, let's go to phones right now and talk to James in a couple of weeks. James, good morning. How you doing, my friend?
What's going on, my friends? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Doing man? Good. How are you?
I was trying not to call in, man.
Come on, man.
I was trying not to call in. But when I saw my brother Reese out there yesterday, out there trying to play basketball, he's coming out of retirement. I said, let me call in and go ahead and get this man a warning.
What's that, man?
Hey, bro, we got to do exercise. We got to stay in shape. But when we get our age, buddy, we can't, some stuff we just can't do no more.
But it's all about effort, James. It's all about putting the effort into it, man. I saw your comments listen. Out there throwing shade. But it's all about the efforts, man. You got to put the effort into it.
I know this money they giving out to these basketball players is getting tempted, buddy. I know. I said, if I had a jump shot, but I'd go try out for the Charlotte Hornets right now if I had a jump shot.
They'll sign you too, brother.
they would. They had to sign me. But just get this. Everybody got mad with my man Charles Barkley when he said, Kevin Durant ain't driving no bus. He ain't never drove a bus.
Ever.
He always been sitting in the seat. He ain't drove no bus.
Yeah.
And we finding out by him asking for this trade, he don't want to drive the bus.
Mm. Yeah.
He don't want to drive the bus. How can you sign a 140-some million dollar contract extension now all of a sudden, because your boy, you know they about to get rid of your boy.
Yeah.
You want to leave too.
Yep. That's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
And that's exactly what he's doing. So that let me know you really don't want to be the lead. You don't want to be the leader of the team. You don't want to go through this process of winning this thing, trying to win this thing by yourself. All you want to do is hop around. Like I was telling somebody at work yesterday, don't never, ever again. I told y'all, y'all was family. Y'all ain't media. Y'all family. Don't listen to these media boys keep talking about these guys better than the Jordans, the Kobe's, the Karl Malone's, and all these guys are old school.
Yeah.
All these boys want to do is jump from team to team and get all this money and leave.
Yeah.
But all I can tell them, get your money now. Because the next CBA that come up, the owner's going to get y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all going to have to sign a contract where y'all sign the max money. If y'all leave after 2 or 1 year of playing in that contract, y'all going to have to void the rest of that contract. And y'all ain't going to give a dime.
And
they ain't going to let y'all keep getting all this money, then jump up and leave.
Yeah. Mm-mm. James, I do agree that it's going to be some type of modification. Because, the empowerment level of the players is at an all-time high, which is I'm for that. I mean, you're your own franchise, or you're your own business as a person. You got to do it. But, man, as an owner, I'd be thinking, like, man, I'm signing you all this. I don't know whether you're going to be here tomorrow or not. Mm-hmm. How can I plan around a team if I'm not sure whether you're going to even be here or not, regardless of how much money I paid you?
I'm going to let y'all go. Lakers don't need to pick up nobody else, okay? The Lakers already in a mess by themselves. They don't need Kyrie Irving over there. They don't need nothing else. They don't need no more mess over there. They're already in enough trouble as they either.
Maybe they're trying to start over, Jay. Jay, maybe they're trying to start over.
No, that ain't no starting over. Give my man his money from New Orleans. Give my man his money.
You think so, Jay?
Give Zion his money.
Oh, no, Jay.
Listen, y'all keep saying, oh, no. Bill over there in Washington, D.C., just racking up money. He ain't worried about a championship. All he worried about is his bank account.
That's true.
Bradley
Bill is getting it done. You're right about that. You're right about that,
He ain't even trying to win no ring. Yeah. Washington Wizards have been sorry ever since I was a little boy. And I'm 41 years old. So you got to understand, this man ain't trying to worry about no championship. This guy trying to get this paper, cuz.
All right,
so
Jay.
Give Zion his money.
That's a lot of money.
That's right. Hey, Jay, you have a good 4th of July weekend. We're going to talk to you soon.
I'm going to meet you on the basketball court, buddy. We can shoot around a little bit.
Anytime you're ready, baby. I can go right hand, left hand, whatever you want. Let me know.
Oh, wow.
Make it easy on yourself. All right, buddy.
All right. Y'all have a great holiday, too, buddy. Right.
You too, man.
You too.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you really just say right hand, left hand?
Yeah, I did it left. You saw left hand shot, man. Trust me, just to be able to move it is a blessing. I'm not even playing. A lot of people can't do that, so I'm head back and walk out down that court and move.
Hmm.
That's 100% the truth.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Get you ready for the weekend, 4th of July weekend. G Money behind the glass. Oh, man, this is incredible. Like I said, yesterday was a good day for people in our business because we had a multiple layer of topics to talk about because everything's still happening. Kevin Durant, free agency, a lot of things going on. But this one kind of came out of left field as well. The University of Southern California and the University of California at Los Angeles, both schools decided that they want a petition to join the Big Ten. Now, we got a little snippet of this back last year when Texas, or maybe early this year, I don't know when it was, Texas and Oklahoma decided they're coming to the SEC. Okay, Texas and Oklahoma are kind of close to, Texas A&M and other schools at the SEC, but when you look at USC and UCLA in California,
right,
and the Big Ten schools are like, a gazillion miles away, it was like really a shocker to a lot of people. Now, because I think somebody said yesterday that if UCLA was playing in New Jersey. That's like 2,700 some yard plane trip or whatever. Ooh. Million miles. I mean, 1,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So then you got to turn around and come back next. I mean, that's, that can get real crazy.
And expensive.
So scheduling is going to be a problem. But I think, in my opinion, the first thing I thought about, and I'm going to chime in, that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I think at some point, these universities are going to, in my opinion, move away from the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
We've been hearing about it a little bit. Create their own thing and have these two super, super conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC. Uh-oh, that's a problem because we just talked about a couple of days ago about the ACC headquarters moving to
Charlotte,
Charlotte
right.
And all that. I'm thinking that somebody may be out of a job. Mm. That can get real crazy. Now, it's not going to happen next year or whatever, but I'm telling you, 5 years from now, I won't be shocked if that is the case now. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong because I love the ACC and the entity and the history behind all that. But, man, money talks.
Mm-hmm. If this happens, they're saying the Pac-12 is already on life support. It's just not going to make it.
Mm. Well, what's the purpose of the conference anyway? Like, let's just peel it back just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose of the conference? It's for them to, you know, act collectively, for them to collaborate, play one another. I mean, what's the purpose? Like, I think they really start looking at what's the purpose of the what is it saying I'm being a part of Pac-12, Big Ten, ACC? What does that do for me?
A couple of things.
What does that do for me to say I'm a part of the conference? Right.
Right.
Are we sharing revenues?
Yep.
Are we sharing resources?
Probably so. Probably. Mm-hmm.
Are we collective? Do we have a better ability to get a better TV contract,
100%.
Better endorsements.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Outside of that, which that's basically the only purpose of it, what do you need a collective for? Why do we need to act as a collective?
Well, I mean, the Big Ten is a collective, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one of the two motivating reasons why USC and UCLA wants to move, because they already signed the next media contract with the Big Ten, which is going to earmark almost $100 million per year per school,
mm-hmm.
Period. That's one reason we collect. The other part is that if you lose one game in the Pac-10 or Pac-12, you have no way in hell in making the Final Four for the playoffs. If you lose one or two games in the Big Ten, you're part of a bigger conference, you still have opportunity to play for the national championship. So this further their opportunity to play the national championship, mm-hmm. from a football perspective, and they make more money because they're part of that collective that where the new TV contract, you're getting mm-hmm. bigger sponsorships and you're getting this $100+ million a year per school.
So that's with that being said, you're saying I've outgrown where I am and I want to move. No. Not that there's no need for the Pac-12. I've outgrown where I am because if I pay in the Pac-12 and is not respected because of the talent that's in the conference, meaning because that's the only reason you don't get any real consideration if you lose a game in that conference because nobody respects the conference or the powers that be don't respect the conference. So you want to move to a conference where it's more respected, right? Where the competition is better, where the competition is stiffer, where the competition is more respected, whether it is true or not. That's where you want to be because it gives you a better chance to be viewed differently on the national stage.
I mean that's mm-hmm. part of the other part is money. I mean they have opportunity to get more money by moving, and of course more a better opportunity to play to win a national championship, because right now, given the reputation or the lack of talent, I'm not sure it's lack of talent, just reputation more so anything. Because when the games are on, everybody on the East Coast is asleep, but the games come on later in the day. So the visibility of those schools is kind of is affected too. So the fact they play real time in a Big Ten conference, they're going to have more eyeballs, making more money, and they have opportunity to pay for the national championship. And if you look at basketball, I mean, Big Ten basketball is not bad. So if you move to a Big Ten basketball, until you have a chance to your Q level, which means that how you rate the league, your conference is higher than playing over there, you know, in California.
And exposure for the players.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like it, but I think that's what's going to happen. I love to separate those conferences, but now these big, huge conferences now, I don't know. Be interesting. I know. I guess we have to.
It gets to a certain size, though, then it's going to break apart again.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, well, that may be true, too.
Because, or some of them will get weeded out, right? So, I give a prime example, but a pretty good example is the ACC.
Okay.
Depends on the level that some of these other schools can move up to. You start looking at Syracuse, Wake Forest, just a little different. Because you don't do anything for me as a conference. What do you do for me?
Who you ask about Wake Forest and Syracuse?
Some of these schools, I mean, what do you do for me as a conference?
I mean,
on the like as it pertains to moving up to a next level, a different tier, right? If as a collective, if you're not assisting us in moving to the next tier, I'm not sure.
I mean, I think the next tier is still being defined. That's part of it. I don't know what
is the next tier.
I don't know what the highest tier is going to be because
it's higher than where you are. That's all that matters. It's higher than where you are.
Defined by what? Are we talking about?
It's only defined by money. That's the only thing that matters. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing you care. Any of them care about. It's all about money.
Yeah. Okay.
So, if you're not assisting us to getting to that next level, you know, people start looking and say, okay, man. And what I'm saying about it, when we start building super conferences, that's what'll start happening.
Well, you know, Syracuse and Boston College and who I'm talking about, Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
they bring in the Northeast money. Mm-hmm. New York Life is in New York, so the fact of the matter is that they're in the league helps the ACC as a whole. We talked about yesterday in terms of them being a sponsor. Mm-hmm. That's why we have to go to New York area. 3 years for the ACC tournament, because that's where the money
is. That's where the money is.
And that's good for where we are.
Yeah.
But is that going to be good enough to get us to the next tier?
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I mean?
I don't know. Graham, you got something?
To go off K-Mac's point that he was talking about with the ACC, I sat in on the Adam Gold show yesterday, and we talked about this because the news dropped during his show, and he made a good point. This now puts pressure on ACC and the commissioner, because what's going to happen when a program such as Clemson gets offered big money, or Florida State, or Carolina right here in North Carolina? The ACC is going to have to find a way to match this to where, you know, there's sort of a security blanket within our conference, so that way you don't see a top-tier program such as those schools think about dividing off.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, pretty much what I said earlier is that's why moving to Charlotte as ACC, going to Charlotte as the headquarters, it may not be the ACC because it'll be a lower tier teams in the ACC.
There you go.
And that's not going to be cool. I say this too. North Carolina A&T, they jumping around, and I ain't mad at them. They're going to those other conferences. Things are getting ready to change. Even Deion said, he's bringing back coach to the HBCU. He's saying that the SWAC and the MEAC may merge and become a super conference.
Yeah.
A&T may be looking like, uh-oh. Yeah. You in the Southern Conference? Where are you going now?
Right.
I think you may have made your move too soon. There's a lot of things that's happening right now that keep your eyes on the prize, because it's going to be a lot of movement going on, and a lot of conferences going to be in survival mode. ACC can be that conference. Trust me.
Ooh. Mm. So, it's tough. They got to figure out if they're going to stand alone. I mean,
right.
Can they stand alone?
ACC?
Yeah. I think without growth, they won't.
Unless they add.
Without growth, they won't.
Unless they bring in Stanford.
Yes.
And Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Without growth.
And University of Washington.
They will not.
And Oklahoma State and teams like that out of the Big 12 coming in. Yeah.
Without
that's
growth,
that's the only way.
Without growth, they don't survive this.
Yeah, it's going to be. This is, like I said, what happened yesterday is a game changer for a lot of things. Yes, it could affect a lot of people. It could affect a lot of jobs, too. Because if I work for the ACC, I'm like, wait a minute, hold up now.
What's getting ready to happen?
What's getting ready to happen? Like, mm-hmm.
I mean, you still have a job. You work for a different company.
You only got one commissioner.
Oh, no, at that level. I'm sorry.
Oh, at that level. No, I'm talking about the headquarters.
You have deputy commissioners.
Bruh.
If it gets big enough, you're going to have deputy commissioners.
unless they do it this way, they create these divisions.
That's what's good.
Where you have a commissioner over this division and a commissioner
that one.
That's the only way to do it. So the headquarters, in, of course, and Charlotte could be the SEC division, Southern division. I don't know.
Which means, like I was saying, you have a deputy commissioner over each one of them.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, though.
It'll be interesting.
But I would say, regardless of what happens, the ACC needs to expand if they really want to grow.
You got 16 teams right now.
I don't care, Reese. It doesn't matter, man.
I'm just telling you.
They don't. Look. On the big stage, let's be quite clear. If it wasn't for Carolina and Duke basketball and some Clemson football,
but ACC
don't matter.
But I tell you, tell them another conference that where they got a Duke and Carolina at.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't hold on to that forever.
Where they going?
Come on, man.
You may have. You may have to hold on to that. The other part is this.
Come on, man. You can't hold on to that forever.
Where are we going?
At some point, you're gonna be used to.
You got Stella
here. At some point, you may be used to.
I got Stella. No.
You think the SEC says we going to live and die on that hill of Alabama football?
Yes.
Right now, they riding the wave.
Yes.
But they ain't stupid. They know. They need Florida football.
The other fly in the ointment is what Notre Dame's going to do. If Notre Dame decided to come in full hill with the ACC, that could be a game changer.
They would never.
Well, they may have to.
They don't. Why?
Because everybody has teamed up.
Unless NBC turns their back on them, the Final Four come
out of those major conferences, Notre Dame don't have a shot. If you pull the Final Four out of those two mega conferences we're talking about, Notre Dame, you better get in these conferences you want to be down. If not, you'll never be in the Final Four.
Ooh,
anyway, we're talking about D.R. Reese, K-Mac, Pam Tucker-Smith. And of course, we're rocking with G-Money. Getting started.
I can't get in the playoff because I don't have the money.
Exactly. No, because you're in the conference.
Oh, come on.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.